Babaji, today after the silent sitting, when I was leaving the tent, and then suddenly everything stopped. My eyes were fixed in the forest, and the soft breeze and the fresh air, bringing the joy of the earth after the rain, made my body sit down again. A deep and intimate feeling of forgiveness for myself arose. Forgiveness for my dreams, for my expectations, for the projections, for the judgments towards myself, for the judgments of others, for the lacks, for the incomprehensions, for all the demands, for all the mistakes. I forgive you resonated inside of me. Tears of gratitude and the feeling of being taken care of. Tears of love. And what I saw in front of me took a whole new perspective. I recognized the trees in a new way, the shapes and colors, each one in its individuality, forming a perfect and harmonic group with the whole. So beautiful. I was reminded of the instruments in an orchestra, which are so beautiful individually and so perfect when together in the whole group. It's difficult to put into words, but the feeling comes of being unique and being the whole at the same time. An acceptance of myself and of the others. Thank you very much, Babaji, for this beautiful banquet. In devotion, gratitude and love, yours, Ishal. It is very difficult to put into words. It's impossible. But this is how it is when the mind stops. For the first time you can see clearly, with no interference of the mind, of any thoughts. Then everything changes because you are totally present. There's nothing hindering it. Otherwise, what you see, you are always disturbed by your thoughts, by the past, by projections. Things that takes you away from the moment. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy with what is happening because many people have a breakthrough. Many people see with new eyes, a new life, a new self. And it changed everything. Then you realize you are clean. You have a clean slate in you. That's why I have to take you away. It's much easier to bring you into these beautiful situations. When you are home, then it's more difficult. In Brasilia, in London, in Tokyo, wherever it is, because the whole past is there with you. You are identified. So here, when you come to my feast, my banquet, and you eat good, then you forget everything else because it's a new menu. It's much easier because here nothing is reminding you of the old. And that is done on a purpose. It helps. Here you are totally fresh. It's just nature. It's nothing of the old. There's no family, you don't have any image, you don't have any work, you don't have anything. You can focus totally on yourself. Of being innocent, to find back to yourself. And it's happening. You can never put this vastness of gratitude, of love, of consciousness into words. It's never. Whatever all the Buddhas and all the mystics and everybody have said, when you realize, when you see, then everything falls short. Because you can't express it. It's too big. It's too beautiful. But it will transform you. And this realization, this insight, you just have to really digest and let it sink deep in you, that I am the whole. That's what the mystics always have said. I am that. I am God. I am life. That the mind can never think. It's only consciousness itself who can experience it. Then you know, you don't need to believe, you don't need to think, you know. This is the secret, no matter what anybody would say. Hafiz says, what is the key to untie the knot of your mind's suffering? What is the esoteric secret to slay the crazed one who each of us married, and who can ruin our hearts and eyes' exquisite, tender landscape? What is the key to be free? What is the key to untie the knot of your mind's suffering? Because only the mind is suffering. You are not suffering, your true self is not suffering. But you are not in touch with it. You are only identified with the mind. Then there is suffering. Then there is problems. How to get free of this mind? What is the esoteric secret to slay this crazed one who each of us did wed? How come you married this bastard? How come you got identified? What is the esoteric secret to slay this crazy one who each of us did wed? Because you weren't conscious. And most are not conscious. So you can marry any idiot. And you also marry this idiot, this relationship with the mind, with the ego, out of your unconsciousness. It just happened. How did it happen? How to free yourself now? Because you are already married. And who is ruining our hearts and eyes' exquisite, tender landscape? There is an exquisite, tender landscape, a beautiful vision. Everything is beautiful and pure. But there's something that is hindering it. And that is the mind, that is the thoughts, that is everything that is taking you away from this moment. What is the secret to be free, he asked. Hafiz has found two emerald words that restored me, that I now cling to as I would secret hold my beloved tight. Act great. My dear, always act great. What is the key to untie the knot of the mind's suffering? Loving thought, sound and movements. You have to put it into your life, into your acts. Act great, my dear, act great, he says. Don't behave unconscious. Be aware how you act, how you talk. Become conscious, then everything transforms. Slow down, be a little more alert, what you are doing, how you are behaving. Loving thoughts, sounds and movement. You cannot do it, but you can meditate, you can become deeper, you can have an insight that transforms you. Then you realize this is the key. You have to be more loving. This understanding, this compassion, like you said, this forgiveness to yourself and everybody, which comes like a shadow when you forgive yourself. Because the other is just a mirror of you. Out of that insight comes compassion, understanding. Now you understand how life is. Then you become loving and your thoughts doesn't go astray. And your action becomes more beautiful. That is how it comes out of awareness, out of love, out of compassion. You cannot do it. This is your own inner transformation. You have to have compassion for yourself and for the other. That is the healing. And that comes automatically when you see how things are and how beautiful things are. You see now, Eshel, now it's easy, you can come here for the whole retreat. If you had been there in Ibiraquera, then the problem, you see? Just listen, then you will see. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Some people, they try to figure out themselves. Then they are always in conflict. My dear and beloved Master Svaha, I'm so grateful and blessed for being here, melting in this, your magic mystery. Everything, yes, everything is comes up around you. Yes, but now, Vibhi, you have gone through many of the bad things that comes up. That is the hard time. Because in the beginning, you have no idea. So first, the bad thing, the unconscious things has to come up. That is sometimes very tough. When you have just stayed and let that go by, that is the hurricane, the heavy washing machine, where everything is upside down, chaos. You want to run away. Then beautiful things comes. It's bound to be like that. First you have to face the negative, because the negative is hiding the positive. The ugly is first, because that is on the surface. Deeper you go, the more beauty, the more understanding. Everything comes up around you. Thank you for opening this strong longing in me to be wild and free, to be one. Finally, I got it, my guru. If this pure love is like dying, let me die 1,000 times. You got it now. Very good. because in dying is resurrection. Dying to the old means getting born to the new. You cannot keep both. And when that becomes clear and you let go, then you become totally new. When you have the understanding, you can just let go of the whole story. In dying to the false, you become real. But you want to keep some. And that's why many people, they unnecessary suffering, they drag it out. I want to keep some of the false. I want to keep some of the dreams. A thousand thanks, eternal love, Vibhi. Die to the false and live in the real. Easy. And you are crazy, and now you have my permission now. You can just be crazy. It's okay. Watch out. You have been trying to behave your whole life. Very well educated and follow the rules and everything so proper. No, everything falls apart. Look now the outcome. You're just so happy. Let it rip. I will rip you apart in a good way. Then then you will say, you're so happy, you become the wild, wild and free. That's very good. Where is Gita? Beloved, thank you for sharing Mira, Rumi, Daya, Sahayu, Nanak, and all the holy beings that have lived on this planet. Osho, Papaji, Buddha, Jesus. Thank you for sharing your presence, spreading beauty, silence, raising us all in love. Thank you for making this so real, where my heart feels at home and I can be this delicate love. This is what all the masters is sharing, have always done. All this beauty, all this rising, spreading, silence, beauty, love. Because that's what they are. They are helpless. It's enough people, they are spreading all kinds of poisons in the world, no? Look what we are doing to the planet. Look what we are doing to each other. Huh? Only a few people, and you have to be conscious, you are spreading something else. You have to be aware what you are spreading into this world. Hmm? That is the responsibility of living. And all these people, all these holy beings, they are the only ones that share really something that's of value. Otherwise, there's so many things that is, has no value at all. You can't take it with you. And it doesn't make the planet more beautiful. You are just robbing each other and robbing the planet for some gain, for some money. that these masters, they are the ones who are showing it's a different life. And I'm happy you are rising in love and you are feeling this. That's what they are there for. And it's good now, Gita, it's a new beginning. Be happy. Enough is enough now. You see, you have to break the old habits before you can accept the new. And sometimes there's a little suffering in that process. But here, very soon, it will just be a new freedom. Isn't it? Oh, my beloved Master of Surprises, is it possible to have a Satori during sleep? I dreamt I was laughing so much, I was rolling on the ground of so much laughter. It was uncontrollable laughter without any reason. I woke up feeling different and even happier than in the previous days. It seemed like the day was a party, a celebration, just like I used to feel in a Sunday morning when I was a child. A special day, my favorite day. So I remember that it was Sunday, Saturday, and that we would have satsang. What a joy. Yes, it is a day of celebration. I felt vulnerable and very sensitive. I only felt like staying in nature. In satsang, I became intoxicated and filled with light and love. Yes, beloved, it is a new life in the space of the being. It is always Sunday, it is always spring, it is always celebration, always life, always silence. Sachidananda. Thank you, my beloved, for being my angel of light. Thank you for your guidance always. With much love and care from yours, Jayamati. Why not, Jayamati? You can have Satori when you are asleep. The thing with sleep is like, then is like a meditation in a way, because you are not identified with yourself, like when you are awake. You are more innocent, empty. And this is a beautiful, if it's a satori or if it's a dream or a vision, it doesn't matter because it's beautiful. It is a glimpse into yourself. And that is your potential. You can be uncontrollable laughter without any reason the whole time. How would that be? Then you're totally out of control. And that's what you are longing for. That's what everybody is longing for. And that's what everybody has in them. That is the potential of life. It's just a laughter, a joy. It's been so serious, and so many things, and work and family and money and all the problems in life that everybody has. But in your being, you are just longing to be free, to have fun, to laugh, to celebrate. And you are at the right place. Just enjoy it. And you see, no, again, you are a little hesitant to go, no? A little afraid to go. You have to allow yourself. Just let go now. I've been reminding you for many years, just let go now. It's time, it's your time now. Let's have fun, okay? Some people have nightmares. You have this? That's great. The dreams can say a lot about you. And you have many different kinds of dreams, of course. You have all the mind chatter, the normal things. But then you have something that sticks out. And this is very beautiful. No, that insight and that feeling, just bring it into your daily life. Just carry that feeling that you are laughing so much, uncontrollable laughter without any reason. My whole life, people have asked me, what are you laughing for? And I said, I don't. I don't know, I'm just laugh. Why should I be guilty or what? As far as I remember, I laughed and people said, what are you laughing? Always a reason. No, it's no reason. I'm just happy. You're laughing. Just laugh. And then people think you're crazy, but that's okay. It's not allowed to laugh. It's allowed to be serious. One Zen master says, all worries and troubles have gone from my breast, and I play joyfully, far away from the world. For a person of Zen, no limits exist. The blue sky must feel ashamed to be so small. This is my kind of people. Ordinary people think they're totally crazy. But they have seen the vastness of the inner sky. All worries and troubles have gone from my breast, and I play joyfully far from the world. Maybe he's far in the mountains, or maybe he's in the marketplace, but it doesn't touch him. He's undisturbed. Most probably, I can see him, he was in the nature, but you can be in the city also and be undisturbed. But of course, like this Suseki realized, it's easier. Like we see here all the time, no, it's a natural space. It could be anywhere. Because nature is the same. Only people have made the earth different. Far away from the world. No, he's coming back to the real. He's far away from the pollutions of human beings and minds and society and image and rules how you should behave. Everything is gone. I'm far away from all that. And you have to be. Because then all worries and troubles have gone from my breast, and I play joyfully. For a person of Zen, no limits exist. The blue sky must feel ashamed to be so small. Ah, oh, the poor blue sky. Oh, that's just lovely. Oh my God. Far away from the worries of the world, I found my true nature and had a good laugh. Ha ha. Beloved, it has been a time to deeply observe myself. Giving space to all the small inner movements, life is unfolding inside my heart. What a gift! I feel in a gap between the old and the new. Many times speechless, not knowing what to say or even think. It's like I'm learning a new language, the language of the heart. It's so quiet, so subtle. Yes, Sana, that is the language I'm trying to teach you. And you always wanted to learn it, but now we're going on a different, deeper level. Because you're becoming more humble. More real. And only then can you really get to know this secret language. The language of the heart. Yesterday, in the silent sitting, it was so deep, the silence so grounded. After that, I moved slowly and sat facing the mountains, the sun caressing my face. I felt a deep sorrow in my heart. A deep longing for the merging, this ancient longing that made me search for lifetimes and that brought me to you, to stay eternally at your feet. That's what Buddhas are saying. Existence, life, is sorrow. Life is suffering. But that is the life of the ego. Otherwise, life is bliss. So you, this sorrow, deep sorrow in your heart, is just that you are so tired of that. You're so tired of being involved in the ego, in the mind. You want to be free. And that is good. Let it die. Because the sorrow is not natural in existence. The whole existence is joyful. But for the human beings, it is sorrow. When you are identified with your little self, that's what Buddha says. Because then you are static. You think you are you. No much change can happen. And you have to be flowing. You have to become liquid, like a river. Letting go, alive, moving, growing, reaching higher, beyond. Then it's an adventure. Still this longing is burning inside my chest, wanting to be cured. Is it an end to that, beloved, to this sweet pain? Yes, it is an end to that sweet pain. But the pain will only help you to see it. There is this wish of being totally burnt by it as you reveal the secret with nothing in between you and me, God and me. But I know it's not in my hands. And this makes me humble, receptive, open, just waiting for your grace. That is all what you can do. You can do everything and then you come to that. Just being humble, receptive, open, just waiting. Because the waiting, that allows you to melt. Just being more in a melting mood. And you have to be in a melting mood, receptive mood, for it to descend. And I knew You said you were so identified with being so professional and doing so many things and always in charge and all this. You were tired of that side of yourself. You remember? You wanted to have just a break. And I said, very good, but I knew, no, she's going from one side to the opposite. This will be tough. And that is how the mind works. And I was thinking, maybe it's let her do it, because no, you have to see. It's not from this to that, but it's the balance. It is to let the all go and just be a hollow bamboo. To functioning out from this humbleness, receptivity, open, just waiting, and being a vehicle for me. Not to not do anything. And in the beginning, like you said, you had a hard time. I feel in the gap between the old and the new, many times speechless, not knowing what to say or even think. I'm learning a new language, yes. Because when in the beginning you were a bit off, and you always wanted, you had this from the past, this aside, you wanted to be in control and be something and coming forth and being involved in everything. And no, you weren't involved in anything. Then you were totally lost. And it's good to see it, but it's the balance it's all about. It's not this or that. Be involved, but not be involved, you understand? Be totally involved. But don't be involved. Do everything 100%, but don't be identified with it. That is the new, that is what is standing. You are standing on the doorstep. That's why I wanted to show you. Because you are very intelligent, very loving, good heart. Everything is good. You are very devoted to me. It's just these old things, and that makes your heart feel sorrow. It's been holding you back. And that is going, and let it go. Meanwhile, there couldn't be a better life to live than what you have been offering us. It's so amazingly beautiful, and my heart is full of gratitude to you and to the beautiful fellow travelers. For these places you created for us to grow. Yes, and that's why I called our place in Brazil Mevlana Garden. No? Mevlana Garden means the garden of the beloved, of the master. And in the garden, what do they have? In the garden you have flowers. And the gardener, the master, has to plant the seeds. And give them water. It's nothing for them to do, it's just waiting. What can they do? And the flowers are growing happily. They trust. They don't make any fuss. There is nothing to do, nothing to say. Just trust. And then, miracle of miracle, they become big plants, big flowers, big trees. They don't do anything, they are just accepting. And they are grateful. No, I'm at the right place. I'm in the garden. Somebody is taking care of me. That is the waiting. There is nothing to do. Just waiting for your grace. Waiting, this allows it. This waiting will allow and grow this flowering of your heart, of your love. There comes a time where you cannot do, and that is a great time. You just have to be. That is the new step, that is the forgotten language. Just to function more like a hollow bamboo. You get out of the way. That is what's happening, my dear. Thank you. thank you, my sweet beloved. At your service, eternally yours, Sana. Just now, let all that old, any hangover from control and arrogance or whatever has been from the past, let everything go. And also this sorrow, let it go and bring in now happiness, understanding. This is the situation. Rumi says, pain comes from seeing how arrogant you've been, and pain brings you out of this. A child cannot be born until the mother has pain, and you are pregnant with the real. Trust. Trust the words of the prophets and the saints. They are the midwives that help you to get born. But first you must feel pain. To be without pain is to use the first person wrongly. I am this, I am that. A child cannot be born until the mother has pain. The words and the actions of the prophets and saints are midwives that help you to get born. But first you must feel pain. This is how it always has been. Do you want to come closer? Do you want to understand more about this intimate friendship, says Rumi? Then stay, come closer. This is how it is, and this is how it always has been. And it's levels and levels and levels. And it becomes more and more beautiful, more and more real, more and more devoted. Because you see more and more what is true and what is false. What has any value and what has no value. Get out of your own way. And be happy. And be available. And learn the new language of the heart. done.